B'tachon for Life, Shir 1804, Yom Revi B'Shabbos, Parshias Chukas Balak. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshuas. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Yeshuas B'Kariv B'Seich Shar Yisrael. We are discussing Sever, which means to expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. And we elaborated on the story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that the Sfasemis explains the reason why he did not sing Shira was because he expected it. There was nothing unique in his mind. Now let's take it a step further. Why was there nothing unique in his mind? This is an ace. It never happened before. It never happened again after with that intensity. So why was it expected? Why wasn't Chizkiyahu impressed? And the answer is because of his understanding of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. You're right, the Rabbeinu Shlomo never did it until now, and you're right, the Rabbeinu Shlomo never did it again afterwards. But still, the Rabbeinu Shlomo can do it. And therefore, I expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it. That was Chizkiyahu's attitude. It doesn't make a difference if he's seen it before. It doesn't make a difference if it happens every day or it never happens. When you understand the power and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes a no-brainer that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is going to send the Yeshua. So yeah, obviously, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Yeshua. Why did he never do it until now? Because it wasn't necessary. I don't know. A person who lives with the attitude that the Rabbeinu Shlomo will for sure send Yeshuas doesn't get impressed by Yeshuas. Now, obviously, there's different levels of this, and most of us are not holding anywhere near what Chizkiyahu was doing. But we can at least get a little bit of a glimpse of what this level is to understand Sever. Sever means we expect the Rabbeinu Shlomo to send the Yeshua. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send it. And in its highest form, it's like Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that we don't even sing Shira. We don't even get excited when the Nes comes, because of course the Nes was going to come. That's the most intense form of Sever. But the goal of Sever is to minimize my concern, to minimize my worry. What am I afraid of? I expect that the Rabbeinu Shlomo will send the Yeshua. I don't just lean on him. I don't just anticipate. I'm not just waiting. I'm expecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. That's what Sever is. You can wait for something and you don't know when it's going to happen. But when you expect something, that means you're already standing on the corner, expecting it to come. Now, expectation, Sever, doesn't necessarily have to mean that you think it's going to come right away. But this is the point that Sever is. This is the point that it's making. It's expectation. It's you're standing right there. It's right here, the Yeshua. It's not something that I'm longing for. It's not something that's beyond my reach. It's right in front of me. And therefore, it's something that's expected.